10 in 10 on True Mornings, like no one else.
Ladies and gentlemen, please let's welcome her, Zoma Jobe. Hi, Zoma, kunjani?
Hi.
Uphilile?
Yeah,
when you're pila,
njani.
Si right. Look, uninzi lwethu sikwazela kwi Idols ngo 2003 okwi top 10 pa. Wawuzanga win, but I think ukuzukwazi to make it in life funeka uqale ungawini kwi Idols. I mean, we've seen this with abantu abaninzi abangena kwi Idols. First of all, welcome to True FM.
Thank you so much.
And then tell me, go 2003, ngelixesha ungenela I Idols, yintoni esengqondweni yakho? Because I understand you were singing ekwayareni kwinkonzo ka Pastor Benjamin Dube.
Yeah.
But yintoni eyaqhuba into obuhamba uya kwi Idols ngala nyaka?
Actually, it's a very interesting story. Mina bengafuna ukungena, you know, uma wami wangifakela entry form angangitshelanga. Wangenelela i-competition. Next thing sengithola i-phone call ngisesikolweni futhi bangitshela ukuthi ilona i-entry form yami i-acceptile ngize eGori City Saturday for i-audition. Ngithi i-audition for in, and bangitshela ukuthi no, for i-Idols. Ngithi angizange wangenele mina ama-Idols. Bathi khona umuntu okungenelele ke sisi. And then Usise Fonini, who later on became my friend, Jabu Mlotjo, she was a lady working behind the scenes on Idols. One convinced. What it was, Usise, Usise High School, we are was a school. And I said, what it was, if we anything it could change your life, if it doesn't change your life, uzibuyelela back esikolweni. So, whoever ofakile mhlambe baya believe ukuthi we are was.
And
can make it.
And which song did you perform there? Do you remember the song while you performed? And did you get votes from all three of the judges?
You know, again, interesting story. The questions you're asking me. I went, and which is a very, very big mistake that a lot of contestants make, you know. By the way, I'd really love to be a judge, but that's another story. But it's because I relate to them so much, you know. The mistake I made was, I went and I learned a new song because I wanted to impress the judges. A song by Deborah Cox, How Did You Get Here? Because Deborah Cox, if you know her, she's got vocal range. So I thought, I want to impress the judges. Which I knew, but I didn't really know it to perform it. So the nerve and everything, when you get to the judges in front of the cameras, you get nervous. So you forget. Nai blotter. Wonka ma judge what you know. And then I walked out of there and my dad was waiting outside and said, what? And I said, no, you know, I messed up the lyrics. I got nervous, everything. One of the ladies who was also part of the production team, her name was Miley. She's a vocal coach. She was there. She came running out and she convinced the judges that they must give me a second chance. Because she said that I can hear that this girl can sing. I think she made the classic mistake of learning a new song the day before and then forgetting the lyrics, being nervous in front of the cameras. She came running out and then she said, listen here, I can hear that you can sing. Do me a favor. We don't care about what song it is, if it's a cool song, if it's a funky song, whatever. You can even sing a nursery rhyme. We just want to hear if you can sing. You know? And then she looked at my father and she said, what song does she sing all the time in the house? You know, my dad was like, easy. Mariah Carey, Hero. You can wake her up at night and say, sing Hero now. She knows it. She can sing that one. You know? So the Miley said, come back in and sing Hero. And I walked back in and sang. They gave me a second chance, thank God. And I sang Hero. My color was rich foot. And the confidence was back there. And all the judges said, yes.
Oh, man. Wow. And then waphuma ku top 10 waphuma kwa number bani bundawuni?
I was number 7.
Number 7. And who won that year?
Her name was Anka. And Useleso was the second runner up.
And you went on to become more successful than them. Because I mean, that's Wawina nama summer award. Don't the following year. Anyway, listen, Mastete Kalanga album. You released the album Daweyam after entering the Idols, because I'm sure ungangena na utindobi album because news into the Idols afforded you la platform. So but the album still gets a lot of airplay now. Just before we talk about your current single, why do you think that's the case, Peps?
I honestly do not know. I think it's just God's favor upon my life, you know. It's one of the things that I'm really grateful about, because life is full of ups and downs. So this is really one of the highlights of my life, you know. That album, you know, has kept me afloat, and it's been 16 years, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really grateful for it.
All right. And then we just played your awesome single now, Bubble of Love. Tell us about that, in fact, the album. I think it's also, is it also called Bubble of Love, the album?
No, this is just a single. The album is going to come out January, February next year.
Okay.
So I'm just dropping singles now, and leading up to that. But this is called Bubble of Love. I was trying out a different style, just experimenting with the you know, a little bit of like R&B house-ish, soul house-ish type of vibe, because I feel like my vocals are very versatile and I can try out different things, you know. I mean, obviously the album is going to be more me, what the sound that people know me for, but yeah, I thought, let me just have a little bit of fun. I love this fire boxinelli one.
Yeah. It's an awesome single, I must say. And it's all it's available on all digital platforms, right?
Yes, it is. It's available. Please go get it. It's called Bubble of Love. I wrote it because we've been living in bubbles because of the isolation, because of COVID. And I wasn't even aware that I was writing about that until later on, realizing all of us have been in our own little bubbles, you know.
Fantastic. Great stuff. We're looking forward to that album in Feb next year. Now, let's get into it. You've been in a competition before. We're about to get into a quiz now.
Okay.
10 in 10 on True Mornings, like no one else.
It's very easy. And let me just put you at ease. There are celebrities who've got what? 1 out of 10 here.
Yeah. And sure zero. Sometimes.
0 out of 10. Some big celebrities, big names that have been in the industry way before you. So, however you do today, just remember it's fine. It's okay. It's easy.
I'm going to fail.
You've got 10 seconds to give us 10 items, right? For example, I'm going to say you've got 10 seconds to give us 10 towns or cities that are in South Africa. You know, something like that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got 3 sets of questions. This is question 1, question 2, and question 3. Which one do you want? Choose any number.
Is there categories of the
questions? No, just numbers. You just choose randomly.
I'll go with 3.
All right. AJ's question, my co-host here. She wants to know, in fact, Zama Jobe, you've got 10 seconds to quickly give us 10 African presidents. Former and current. Any state presidents of Africa, your 10 seconds start now.
Jacob Zuma, Nelson Mandela, F.W. de Klerk, Botha, naming South African ones.
And your time is up.
My favorite.
Your time is up.
And your favorite.
No, your time is up. Your time ended at what, the PW board?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, shall we? Let's see how Uzama Jobe Ukubenjani. We asked her to give us 10 African states presidents.
And she gave us 4.
4 South out of 10. Okay,
all right. I gave so many.
Didn't give us
within the 10 seconds.
Oh,
and you just wanted to give us the South African ones.
So 4 out of 10.
Yes.
Any other states, perhaps 1 or 2?
Or Paul Kagame, or Robert Mugabe.
Kwame Nkrumah.
Kwame Nkrumah, Joao Lourenço from Angola.
Okay, all right. So yeah, there you go. 4 out of 10. Not bad. Thank you so much, Zama Jobe. We're looking forward to the album next year. And continue to grace us with good music.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Find us online. Stream live on truefm.co.za. Uphinde usimamele ku DStv channel 816. True FM, ifumaneka kulolonge eli like no one else.